My name is Stephanie Webb, and I'm the co-owner of the Holiday Twin Drive-In Theater. The theater was built in the late 60s, about 1968, 1969, and my husband Wes purchased it in 1979. So he's owned it now almost 35 years.
At their peak in the late 1950s, there were almost 5,000 drive-in theaters in the U.S. Now that number is down to almost 450, and it's shrinking, with more and more theaters closing every year due to a variety of economic challenges.
Through the late 80s and into the 90s, a lot of drive-ins started to die out, and it was not because they weren't busy. For the most part, it was because progress was coming to those large tracts of land where drive-ins were located. It's evident here at the Holiday Twin. When my husband bought the theater in 1979, he says, you could shoot a deer rifle in any direction and not hit a thing. And now we're surrounded on three sides by housing. So that's typical. You'll see that in many areas where there were these huge tracts, 20 acres or more of ground. And as progress came to that area, Walmarts took over, Home Depots, big shopping centers, or even big housing projects, big multi-family housing projects. So that, when you're sitting on a seasonal piece of property that only generates income for about 6 months out of the year, and a developer comes up to you and is offering you millions of dollars, and you might make $40,000 a year, that's a big payday. And especially when it's a family-owned situation like ours is.
For drive-in movie fans, it's so much more than just watching a film. It's a place to hang out with your kids, to tailgate before the first feature, to have your first date. For Diane Wells and her sister, it's a chance to share childhood memories with their kids.
We had seven brothers and sisters, so there were eight of us our parents brought. And so, yes, running around, they always had the toys up in front and, you know, just the outside and falling asleep before the second movie started, which you always, one we couldn't see anyway, so.
Like many small independent movie theaters around the country, the cost of converting to a digital format is an expensive prospect, and it's forcing many theaters to close.
In the last 10 years, the biggest change that we've seen that's hitting drive-ins now is this digital transformation. And you're either forced to do it. In the next 3 years, if you don't make the switch from film projecting into the digital world, you won't be able to get product anymore.
New digital projectors cost $75,000 each. The Holiday Twin has two screens. And that's not the only cost.
And the building, because it was built in the 60s, had to be refurbished because they are very sensitive to dust. The drive-ins are, of course, all dust. And they're very sensitive to grease. They have to have certain filtration systems. They have to have their own cooling systems. We had to have special windows installed. So all in all, our bill was about $300,000.
There are about six remaining drive-in movie theaters in the entire state of Colorado, just two on the Front Range, this one in Fort Collins and another in Commerce City. This coming weekend is the last weekend of the season for the Holiday Twin Drive-In. They hope to reopen for the 2014 summer season as early as next March.
The show starts in 1 minute.
I'm Maeve Conran.